Is August the 24th. Chapel service, Dr. Spencer.
Good morning. I am not Richard Spencer. Let us worship God. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The hymn is hymn number 16, hymn 16.
Will you join me in prayer, please? Dear God, creator and sustainer of our lives and our universe, we exalt you this morning. And we proclaim that it is because of you that we are gathered together in this chapel. We have come to worship you, Lord, and to praise you. We have come desiring your presence in an intimate and personal way. We have come seeking that continual cleansing and forgiveness that is ours as we daily confess our sins. We have come hoping for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit that will bring comfort, instruction, power to be witnesses, gifts for ministry, and most of all, the bearing of fruits in our lives. And perhaps most importantly, we have come boldly in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, we pray for the needs of our seminary community. We remember Dr. Eddins and the recent loss of his mother-in-law. We ask for your comfort for him and his family, for those with health needs, for Philip Ivy, Nola Alice Rutledge, Marvin Rutledge, Ashton Barden, Mary Lou Ratcliffe, and Beverly Johnson, and others whose needs are on our hearts. We ask for your healing touch, for your strength, your comfort, your encouragement. For our new students, as you have guided them here, Lord, continue to guide and direct and meet every need in terms of finances, adjustments, academic pressures, family needs, and spiritual growth. For our administrators, faculty, and staff, as they work to serve you, Lord, and as they grapple with issues of change and controversy, we ask you to give them a special measure of peace and encouragement and grant them a sense of your vision and your purpose that they may glorify you in the performance of their duties. And Lord, we come not only seeking your hand to meet our needs, but we come seeking a closer relationship with you. We long to experience the fullness of your Holy Spirit and to be set free from our fears and our hang-ups and our schemes. We hunger for you today, Lord. Father, will you bless Tom and Diane as they minister in music today? Will you bless Dr. Miller as he shares with us from the depth of his walk with you? And will you bless each of us as we worship, that you may be glorified in and among us? We declare that Jesus Christ is our Lord, and we pray in his name. Amen.
Above his name there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same, there is no other name. The first and last, beginning and the end. He was the King who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. There's power in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, Messiah, King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus. He created all that is with his own hand, and yet the smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself a sacrifice for man. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. There's power in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus. Forever he shall reign as King of kings, Lord of all and every living thing. From now on we'll worship him and praise the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. no other name but Jesus. There's power in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, forever he shall reign as King of kings, Lord of all and every living thing. From now on we'll worship him and praise the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
My meditation today, Come Quiet Spirit, it's largely based on thoughts that I have had in earlier times, ruminations on my own spiritual life. It's based on John's promise of the Holy Spirit. For some, perhaps it will be a sermon. For some, perhaps a prayer. For others, only sounds to hear and mark the silence by. Come, gentle Spirit, come. Promise so long ago, come quiet Spirit to our hearts, our minds, and our wills. Gentle Spirit, you have carried on the work of our risen Lord. We have felt your presence when we prayed with the sick, while our noses were filled with disinfectant and the stench of illness. We have watched your power manifest as bodies and souls were healed, the bandages removed and the dread sickness dispelled. Gentle Spirit, your hand in ours did transmit the faith, the certainty of your church kept pure and kept clean to the bodies of those your saints who were in agony. Healing Spirit, heavenly love promised so long ago, come again and dwell with us. Gentle Spirit, you have been Christ with us and Christ in us. Always grant to us the blessings of a new Pentecost. We have heard your words when they were spoken through the prophets of old. And now in these latter times, you have reserved for us a special word that midst the clash and clang of subway sounds, you speak to us of justice for the poor, of truth for the ignorant, of peace to the warriors. Gentle Spirit, you have probed and probed with your tongues of fire, a fire that severed our joints and showed us our brother who was in need, and lest the bustle of our lives bring forgetfulness, you have come to us again and again and the agony in our neighbor's face. Gentle Spirit, purge our consciences again and again with your prophetic words. Gentle Spirit, you have led us into the very dark places of our souls, those places where forgotten sins live as present guilt. You have shown us the wall of our indifference to our neighbor, a wall we use to block our Father's love. You have shown us the callous, hateful deceptions in which we delight, the evil abuses that we have done to other persons, the deliberate lies we have substituted for God's truth, and the place where that evil tyrant, the self, rules and reigns over all our thoughts and acts. And gentle Spirit, when we seem to be so lost in condemnation, when no God could e'er pronounce a sentence as harsh as that our own hearts decreed, you showed us the nail holes in his hands and spoke anew words of grace. Gentle Spirit, you have led all who come to truth to truth. You have bred in the chaos of our minds forming ideas, concepts, insights, and visions. Your mask is off, O gentle spirit. We know that it was you, you who created all the doubts that we had, you who put to death every false god we worship, you who exposed every philosophy we held, you who destroyed the doctrines that centuries had held to be true. You have given us no peace, O gentle spirit, with their cheap answers. No peace with pious cant, no patience with senseless shibboleths. And yet, you left in us a God-sized place where you might dwell, that we might be in a truth we might never completely grasp. Gentle spirit, you have cut us from ourselves in ecstasy. Our voices, our hearts, our lips form sounds not yet heard, syllables never to be spoken. Beyond ourselves, beyond our restless minds, beyond our very souls, you carried a spirit to heaven's highest reach, and grace by grace did expose the beauty of the glory that was there. What to all the world was madness became for us the sanctity of grace. How we have grieved you, gentle spirit, with our ceaseless, senseless wars. We have heard your tears sing counterpart to our requiems, and your sobs come so loud as to drown out the dies irae of our priest. What hell could any wrathful judge create to match those of our own devising? A hell in which we sacrifice our own flesh and blood to the idol of our pride and offer up the children of another land in a napalmed flash of sacrifice to Moloch, your enemy. Gentle spirit, cry for us and rip your clothes and mourn, for we know what we do and we take delight in the blood on our hands. Gentle spirit, you have given us the gift of the discernment of all spirits. You have shown us, revealed to us so clearly, the demons and angels that are in each and every one. We see now this one cursed by pride, and how Satan makes that one run here and there by pulling the rope of sexual lust. Our inner selves, you have exposed, O gentle spirit, where the love of things and goods and wealth has put out all light that you would light within. We see all spirits. We know all spirits, but one gift, one more we need. The word that will banish those devils from our midst. Cast them out, O gentle spirit divine. And in Jesus' name, create within the kingdom of peace. Gentle spirit, you have given us rich gifts. To us in your church, you have given the gift of prophecy. To us in your church, you have given the gift of administration. To us in your church, you have given the gift of healing. Grant now that we do not despise your wondrous grant, the marvelous things which you have given, and that we do not hide them miser-like in miser-like so that our souls might see them as though they were fine jewels, meant only to delight the eyes of our egos, and make your anointing the trophy of our pride. Come, gentle, quiet spirit, and brood anew over our brokenness. Heal again our broken hearts and our loneliness. Come, quiet, gentle spirit, for how far we have strayed. Our loud words about your word have made every syllable into our own sinful mosaics of dogma and of history. We have done our best, gentle spirit, to silence you, for we have dared to tell the Almighty One how to speak, what God may think and what God might do, what prattle we have muttered and what blasphemy. Must the one who sits upon the throne in heaven, von Ranker, like footnote the truth that God would teach? What blasphemy to suppose that the great God could not sing with poetic voice? The ruler of the universe damned to be a lesser spirit than our Shelley or our Keats. Cannot the one who stands beyond never match a Goethe's German growl when telling of God's people, God's Christ and God's love? Or can this God, this great God, only speak in the hollow sounds of our cursed sacred science, where we keep him imprisoned and silent? Quiet, gentle spirit, sing now your new songs in our hearts, a new song of life reborn, of gifts shared, of bodies healed, of lessons learned. Sound it out with the brass of your love. Celebrate your song with the softness of the strings of your grace. And play for us a melody upon a flute pitched too high to hear, that blesses us ever anew, our hearts in you, our companion and friend, the still quiet voice that in a whisper shouts within.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want your will to become the dominant factor in our lives. We are kindled with excitement in preparing for the mission you have chosen for us. And we are so grateful to be given the opportunity to study under men and women you have gifted as scholars of your word. Please take away our frustrations and open up our hearts in understanding. Do you really mean all races are equal? Do you really mean all people are equal? Do you really mean all sexes are equal? That we, men, women, everywhere, are all one in your sight? We know your word says there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. Please accomplish your will in our lives. Help us to become the men and women that you called us to be. Help us to stand tall and to stand firm, looking to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, not the leadership of man, as we seek to understand your will. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.